The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmur Dav Chof Ches. The Gemara discusses the Inyan of Esnan. This is Negea also for the next blot, and possibly the next blot. I'm not sure how many blot the shiur is going to take. But I wanted to say over a very interesting din Torah that was very had a big shaychus to part of the din Torah, at least had a shaychus to the Inyan of Esnan. Now Baruch Hashem, the Zoyna did not walk into the Beis Havad and ask for a din Torah about her Esnan. But what did happen was that two people walked into the Beis Havad and they had the following dispute. There is a certain type of therapy that was provided for which insurance companies used to provide major compensation. Now, I'm not going to get involved in the type of therapy and whether that level of compensation was really appropriate and whether it was correct for the therapy agencies to be charging that exorbitant price for that therapy. But after a while, the insurance company wisened up and they realized that they are going to go bankrupt if they keep paying out these amounts of money. And they began to cut drastically the amount of money that they provide for these services. So a representative of a therapy company came into the Beis Din as a defendant against a plaintiff, Toivea, who worked in a school. And this plaintiff, the Toivea, it was actually the husband of Toivea, but the Toiva'as, the woman, she had a job in a school, and she would convince parents to try to provide this therapy for their children and to use this specific agency. And the agency would then give her $1,000 for every child that she referred and successfully guided into their therapy agency. Now, there were three, when the insurance companies began to cut back drastically on the amount of money that they would pay, the therapy agency said, okay, we're not paying $1,000 anymore, it's not, we can't afford it, we're gonna pay $250 for every kid. So this Toivea asked the representative of the insurance company, of the therapy place, but how about three children that I already referred to you and they haven't started services yet? So they said, well, see, they thought about it, they said, we don't want to pay more than $250. So the person referring these children came back and said, and called them to Beis Din, and they said, well, what kind of business is this? We already did the work. You promised us $1,000 for the work. So even though for some reason you claim that you're not getting the kind of benefit that you expected, nevertheless, we did the work, you are getting some benefit. So we believe that you're responsible to pay us the full $1,000 that you promised us for this work. So one aspect of this Din Torah is very connected to our Gemara, and I'll explain. This job that the Toivea is doing for the therapy place, L'chaira is a job that they're not allowed to do. Why? What they're basically doing is, they're going and convincing the parents that their children would benefit by choosing this therapy place. Now, even assuming, let's assume for a second that everything is being done honestly. This is really the best kind of therapy for their children, and it's really the best agency that's providing the therapy. There's no other agency that even comes close to this agency. It's just that the parents wouldn't have heard about this agency unless the therapist, unless this person who was embedded in the school and flying under the guise of a, let's say, guidance counselor or some other kind of innocuous kind of position, but this person is really wearing another hat, which is that they're the representative of this therapy place, and they're honestly telling the parent what's really good for their child. Now, even if that is the case, nevertheless, they're still being over something. They're doing something which causes people to be chayshed them. If people would find out about this $1,000 kickback, then people would start to suspect them very strongly that this Eitzah was not really the proper advice that they for their child. In other words, because their advice is tainted by the prospect of receiving $1,000, perhaps this agency is not necessarily the best agency for the child, and perhaps the child doesn't even have this problem. The child, Baruch Hashem, is not autistic. It's a healthy child that happens to be very, very active. But this individual convinced the parents that the child is autistic, and that this is the only therapy place that is good for them. So, there's a strong possibility of chashad, and it's far more likely that it's not necessarily true that this is the best agency or that the child has this problem. It's very possible that this $1,000 is going to cause this giver of advice to seriously, dramatically change the advice and alter it and tailor it so that it earns them the $1,000. But regardless, there is certainly an isser here of chashad. And therefore, it turns out that this agency is asking a worker, basically, to do a job that's usher to do. To give advice that they should not be giving. So, once they gave the advice, does the agency have to pay for the service rendered? Now, obviously, the agency is not innocent at all. The agency is also guilty of doing an aveira, of asking this person to do it. However, the question is what we do in such a situation. So, I looked around, I found that first of all, let's just bring a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a concept of esnan, meaning that a person hires a zayna to perform a dvar iser. So l'chayra, that seems to be the same situation, and nevertheless, the person who hired her is obligated to pay her. Like it says in the Gemara in Baba Kama, that even if you hire Zayna to do an Isser of Chayvei Krisis or Mises Bezdin, let's say Mises Bezdin, you have an Inyan of Kimlai B'Derab Minei, nevertheless, but Ba'al Otzidei Shemayim, you have to pay. And the Gemara seems to indicate that when you don't have a situation of Kimlai B'Derab Minei, you have to pay, and Bezdin would force you to pay. So you see clearly in the Pasuk, because the Gemara over there explains that without this, the whole concept of Esna would not apply. The animal would not have a din of esnan if the person was not obligated to pay the zoyna for the service rendered. So you see clearly that even when you hire someone to do a dvar iser, nevertheless, you're obligated to pay them for the service that they provided. This seems to be clear-cut proof. However, there are a number of achrayinim. There are a number of achrayinim that say, indeed, you have to pay. But there are some achrayinim who say that we impose a penalty upon the worker, and we say that you don't have to pay the worker, or at the minimum, Beis Din will not enforce this payment, which is interesting because it seems to be keneged that gemara. There is a Chasam Sofer that says that meikar adin you don't have to pay, and he asks, what about esnan? So the Chasam Sofer says that no, esnan is exeris akosuv. It's only because the Torah specifically tells us that esnan has to be paid. It's an exception that's being made for esnan, which cannot be applied to any other payment for a prohibited act. There's a Chachma Shleima on the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Shleima Kluger, in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, who also says that you don't have to pay, and he doesn't say whether it's a knas or whether it's meikar adin. Now, it seems that most places can say that you do have to pay. And the rule is that if there's an argument, so generally we, when it comes to Isser Veheter, when it comes to a person's personal obligations in Yiddishkeit, we follow the Roiv, or if it's the Reisa, we say even if it's not a Roiv, even if it's a Safik. But when it comes to Mammon, we say Amoitzach Revel Varaya. If you have at least two Paiskim who say that you don't have to pay, we say Amoitzach Revel Varaya. Now, I don't know when it comes to imposing a penalty, when Meikar then you're Chayiv to pay, and the question is whether Bezin imposes a penalty, and most Paiskim say that Bezin does not impose a penalty, and a minority of Paiskim say that Bezin does impose a penalty, I don't know whether we say Amoitzach Revel Varaya in that case. It's likely that we don't. I did not look into it. However, we do have a Chasam Sofer and Rav Shlomo Kluger who both say that who may say that it's Meikar Adin. It's not clear in Rav Shlomo Kluger. There was a very big question in this Din Torah whether Chasam Sofer's halacha applies to our case. Why? Someone suggested that perhaps, or Dayan suggested that the way to understand the Chasam Sofer is that when you hire a worker, the reason you have to pay him is because the worker is a shliach. He's an agent who is acting on your behalf. Since he's your shliach, so shlucha yishlam kamaisai, so the fact that he did it, it's as though you did it. And therefore you have to pay him for the fact that he did that and created a situation where it's as though you did it. And therefore, or I don't know, maybe I'm not explaining it properly, but the concept is you need some kind of idea of shlichus in order to effectuate the concept of skiris pailim. And therefore, what we say, ain shlichus v'aveira, you can't, if you send a shliach to do something which is an aveira, he's not considered your shliach, so then the pail would also not be considered your pail. If you understand the Chasam Sofer like that, argued one of the dayanim, then perhaps you can compare this to a case where the Tzais writes that if you hire somebody to divorce your wife and the person gives her the get against her will, so even though you're not allowed to divorce your wife against her will, it's a Chayim Derbeinu Gershim, nevertheless, you don't have the concept of Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira because you didn't appoint him as a shliach to do the Aveira to divorce her against her will. You appointed him a shliach to divorce her however he happens to do it. And just because he personally chose to do it in a way which is prohibited, that would not render the entire shlichus to be null and void, and we would say that he is considered a shliach. So I don't know if this is a correct comparison because in that case, indeed, the person hired the worker, they asked the shliach to do something, which is technically not prohibited. The shliach chose to do it in a prohibited fashion. In this case, what the agency is asking the person to do is by definition aser. So I don't really understand the comparison, and the Chasam Sofer also does not say this explanation is because it's a shliach and ain shliach l'dvar aveira. What the Chasam Sofer says is that it's considered a mecha hanasa be'isser. It's considered a sale that was done using, that the sale is prohibited. A sale which is prohibited in certain circumstances is not valid. So, again, so the Chasam Sofer may apply, and we have Rav Shlomo Kluger anyways, so there is some grounds to absolve the agency from paying the high-end fee in this case. I want to continue tomorrow with some other aspects of the case that are very interesting.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.